This is the New England Patriots news feed on CLNS Radio. Today is Wednesday, December 28th, 2016. I'm Michael Longy, reporting for CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of Boston sports. Patriots are preparing for their final regular season game this Sunday against the Miami Dolphins, but several key contributors were missing from Wednesday's practice. Among these was quarterback Tom Brady, who was limited in all three practices last week with a thigh injury. Brady played last Saturday against the New York Jets and stated earlier this week that he wants to play Sunday against the Dolphins. Brady last missed practice on November 30th. Also missing from practice were wide receiver Malcolm Mitchell and running back Deion Lewis, who both played on Saturday against the Jets and are not dealing with any reported injuries. Wide receiver Danny Amendola continued to miss practice while dealing with a high ankle sprain. ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter, who last week reported that someone close to the Patriots told them that they would be stunned if they traded quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo this offseason, joined the Kirk and Callahan Morning Show on WEEI Wednesday morning for some Patriots talk. He clarified its earlier report saying, quote, "I didn't say that. One person told me that. I don't know that I believe that. I think they are definitely going to listen, and it's going to be up to another team to make an attractive enough offer. There was one person I spoke to with the Patriots who said they would be stunned if they traded him. Now, that doesn't mean that person is right. It means that I think they're going to listen, and it means that they're going to ask for a lot. If somebody steps forward, whether it's Chicago or Cleveland or San Francisco, I think they act. But they are not looking to randomly deal the guy just to deal the guy," end quote. Schefter also stated that a starting point for the deal would be a first and a fourth round pick, saying, quote, "In my mind, Sam Bradford went for a 1 and a 4. So to me, that's the starting point, and I don't even know if they would do it then," end quote. The NFL power rankings for Week 17 have been released, and the Patriots remain at or close to the top in both polls. In the ESPN.com poll, the Patriots are at number 2, only behind the Dallas Cowboys. The Kansas City Chiefs jump to number 3, followed by the Oakland Raiders at number 4, and the Pittsburgh Steelers at number 5. In the NFL.com poll, the Patriots move to the top spot ahead of the Cowboys, followed by the Steelers at number 3, the Raiders at number 4, and the Atlanta Falcons at number 5. In other poll-related news, Tom Brady remains in the top spot in ESPN.com's MVP poll this week. Brady currently has the most first and second place votes, giving him the lead with 54 total points. Atlanta Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan is behind in second place with 41 points, followed by a resurgent Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers in third place with 33 points. Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott is in fourth place with 31 points, and Oakland Raiders quarterback Derek Carr rounds out the top five with 13 points. That's it for today's Patriots news feed. To get even more up to speed on the four-time Super Bowl champs, follow CLNSRadio.com on Twitter, at CLNSRadio, and on Facebook at Facebook.com/CLNSFans. And be sure to subscribe to the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show and the Patriots Beat podcast feed, both available on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as on the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. This is Michael Longy for Patriots news feed.